So I'm here with Damien Austin Walker from Time Bank, and we've just been talking about well-being and kind of how to use digital means to help with kind of well-being initiatives in local communities. And we've just been talking today about the big society and kind of using digital means to help encourage and stimulate big society initiatives. What's been most useful out of the morning for you so far?
I mean, firstly, in the session, it was interesting to hear such a wide range of people from different sort of parts of society and different lines of work. So it's interesting to hear their different angles. For instance, I don't think we've hit the nail on the head in this session. God knows.
A lot of it seemed to be about kind of using digital means to tap into people's motivations, really.
Yeah, I think the key thing that came out of this was that, A, it's got to be relevant to people and tapping into their passions, or as you say, motivations, and giving them an incentive that's relevant to who they are and where they live, etc.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the key things, how quite to do that is another matter. And obviously there's lots of ideas discussed about how to share best practice and models around that.
Mm. And the power of storytelling seems to come up as well. And
yes, I mean,
telling
obviously the power
stories.
Of storytelling, and that's how best probably digital can be used to facilitate and kind of strengthen that storytelling and to strengthen those channels, really. Stuff that traditionally would have happened via word of mouth can now happen via word of mouth over digital channels, so it's much greater. I think that was probably the key thing.
We've also been kind of discussing the bureaucracies that can sometimes bog these things down of doing something that's just added on to your own personal interest that makes it more of a civic action rather than just a personal benefit.
Yes.
And how sometimes if just adding something on to something you're doing personally anyway gets weighed down with bureaucracy, it kind of turns you off.
Yes, I mean, there's no point, obviously, in building up the same levels of bureaucracy in a natural community that you maybe currently have in the public services, because that's clearly not going to work, and you need to do this shifting the bureaucracy from one place to another.
Yeah.
I think the key is to work out how you can use people in the community to probably augment and add value to the services that public services are provided, so you're not literally replacing, say, public services, but you are making them much more cost effective and taking some of the strain around them off. I think probably that's some of the most interesting areas to explore.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cheers.